There is a thread on Reddit which spoke to us. Recent thread on Reddit tackled an issue every guy has had to deal with at some point. Dumb stuff you did to... You're horny and you needed to take care of business. And, man, you got creative and dumb.
You got... Yeah, when creativity and dumb are neighbors. They are on the same shelf. Creativity and moronicness. Well, they hold hands sometimes. We have the famous American Pie to do.
There you go. Yeah, the apple pie. Yes!
Smash in a dessert. There we go. That's probably one of the most famous ones in film.
One of them on here is very similar to something you and I did as a child.
I'll take it away.
Not together, but separate cities.
I beg to differ.
A few years apart.
Mm-hmm.
We were both in the same position. A man poured some liquid hand soap into a hand towel and then wedged it between the mattress and the box spring.
Hell yeah.
Went to town, and the next day he found that his manhood was covered in micro scratches and linear scabs.
Yeah.
I did the olive oil in the plastic bag.
Mm-hmm. Mine was just the lotion in the plastic bag.
Yeah.
In the seat cushions on my dad's sofa, where I would place it between where the
perfect height.
Exactly.
On
perfect
your knees.
Height.
You're on your knees.
Yes.
Perfect height.
It's like you were there.
Yeah.
Because you were.
We did the same thing.
You were one cushion over. The cushion met the couch, and then you'd lean on the cushion to create some pressure.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of, this is it. This is right here. You just do this and just sort of, look away, Will. They would do that. But you being, I think, cut from a slightly more cleanly cloth than I would just leave the baggies in the sofa.
How could you do that?
Don't know. Maybe I was 12. Maybe my dad found a bunch of them.
Ow!
And while I'm in the other room playing DuckTales on Nintendo, he goes, Justin, get the out here! And then you see that in an effort to find a missing remote control, he has flipped open the couch and found what appeared to be the set of an adult film. Disgusting. A bowl of Jell-O piqued one man's curiosity after it was made. He froze it and then defrosted it to room temperature, had his way with it. Overall, he rates the experience a 6.5. I guess
that's
there's
not
no...
a bad experience, a 6.5.
Did I tell you about my other one when I used something other than your standard lotions as a child? When I used Colgate?
So. Oh.
That's the thing now where everybody's being warned.
Yeah.
Not to do that. Women and men.
Yeah, don't
do that. Not to
do
what?
That.
To pleasure yourself with Colgate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's warnings now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right there on the toothpaste.
I didn't know it was like an epidemic going on.
And the only way I can take care of it is to masturbate.
Oh! It was agony. Within the first few seconds, I remember distinctly it having sort of a cooling menthol sensation.
Right,
like,
yeah.
This is going to be nice. And then you feel the grit. I mean, just a few passes and you're like, terrible decision. And then you feel the sizzle. You feel the burn and you're immediately diving into a sink to just splash water upon yourself. A guy found a banana peel appealing, nuked it in the microwave to warm it up a little bit, ended up burning his junk.
Have you ever done it while driving? You get so... I never did it, but I had buddies because especially when we went to college... Like, we would drive up to Albany, which took about 3 hours, but then I had some buddies that went to school in Buffalo, so you basically had to drive up to Albany, which was 3 hours, then drive all the way across New York State, which was another 5 hours. Took them 8 hours, and they one of them confessed to, like, he just got so bored that while driving.
Didn't Mike say he did that?
I think
Mike said he did that. I think Mike said he pulled behind like a Bennigan's or something like that.
While driving.
God, no, never. Never. There's been times that I have had to withdraw myself because of whatever reason. I got kind of Pearl Harbored, sneak attack wood, and I had to remove and then place like a jacket over top of it so no one saw it as I drove past, like, I don't know, a bus full of people.
What extreme measures have you gone to get off, basically, by yourself, we're talking.
I actually found one that wasn't by yourself, but this is a whole thing. I was waiting for one of these. Yeah, 410-338-1098. We're hearing stories about guys using lava soap to get off, or having sex with steaming hot banana peels and burning themselves. A guy decided to mount a bowl of room temperature Jell-O and rated it a 6.5. This was one of the ones I was looking for also. You got so horny, you did what? And this guy says, yesterday, I paid someone hundreds of dollars to drive me 2 hours away to a girl when I was drunk and horny. I couldn't drive. She asked me to come over. I was too smashed to do so. So the thing he did when he was horny was basically have his buddy Terry ferry him.
Or maybe an Uber.
Somebody, maybe. Yeah, drive him 2 hours away.
You got to find a more local chick, dude.
Yeah, buddy. You can't cross state lines for ass. Turns out, couldn't even perform when I got there.
See?
Damn you, whiskey.
Yeah. You will go to lengths.
Yeah, my buddy Tim Miller.
Especially when inebriated.
He's got the joke. He's like, a man's sex drive doesn't decrease with age. It's the things he will do to get it that decreases. He said, at the age of 16, I'm traveling from time zone to time zone to get it. When he's 35, you'd better be in the same zip code or it ain't happening.
A lot of people are saying, I talked about my buddies doing it while driving, and a lot of people checking in saying, I hear truck drivers do it all the time while driving. When I was in the Marine Corps, my friend and I drove tractor trailers for long distances, and to keep ourselves awake, we would have to do that.
A lot of stories about pool intakes.
Yeah.
Heavy duty pool vacuum suctions that result in.
We've all been curious.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. How much of this is, it's also curiosity. I think a little bit of curiosity, a little bit of desperation. You're like, youth. Man, I really need to. Youth, you're like, I want to get weird. I want to get weird. I'm sick of my hands.
My 12:30 time has a procedure. I'm not veering from it.
Yeah, it's very, yes. It's, at that point, it's almost like.
Robotic.
Yeah.
This is all I'm doing. I'm not getting weird. I know when we used to do some fun stuff with Sugar the Shop. What's up, Jack? Miss you. She'd bring up all kinds of Tenga eggs.
I could stand to run back a Tenga egg right about now.
A Tenga egg would kind of hit the spot. I'm not going to tell anybody that works for us to find us a Tenga egg from Sugar the Shop in Hamden.
Maybe I'll stop by today. Tenga eggs for the room.
You know what? Look at this guy over here helping
eggs
us
for
out,
the room, Joe. Everybody.
Eggs for the room. What a sweetheart.
Remember one of those?
Remember the
Tenga
egg
we
got?
Those? Did you? Yeah, you did, because remember you said it was heavier when you were.
That's correct.
Like when I was done with it, it was heavier.
That's absolutely correct.
Oh, God. All right, let's go.
Oh, God.
I mean, how much was there? That was heavier. I could tell the difference with mine.
I once had sex with my little brother's Rock'em Sock'em bopper.
What?
Oh, that's the thing
with this thing?
No, it's like a big, and you, it's like a thing you put on your hand. It's big, like a boxing glove, like a big round poofy boxing glove.
Okay.
I think.
I'm positive my brother, who, happy birthday, by the way, Patrick, my Teddy Ruxpin. I'm almost positive that he gave my Teddy Ruxpin the business as a child. Let's talk to Chris in Berryville. And Chris, I think it goes without saying, please watch your language.
All right. Good morning, guys, by the way.
Good morning, Chris.
Okay, so I got a past and present story.
Pick one.
The past. I was 17 years old.
Right.
Okay, and I grew up in Leesburg. And, we had this sex shop open up in the middle of town, and one day my buddy and I, we went over there, and I found a pocket vaginas.
Oh,
yeah, no, I got one that day, and it stayed in my bag for about 4 hours, and it was all that I could think about.
Yeah. You just couldn't wait to get home.
And there's the F word.
And there you go. Happy trails, buddy. The story was going somewhere, and then
you got hung up on!
All right, watch
your language. Here's what happens, just for those of you who want a little behind the curtain. I have a little console in front of me that has the dump button on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second someone starts talking, I can tell just by...
You got good instincts for that. I see your thumb float right to it.
Floats right over.
And 9 times out of 10, I'm
right.
Glad your thumb is there. Also, I'll do a little PSA if we're doing that. If you call us and say, I've got a couple of stories, pick one. I want one. I want one.
I
kind of
wanted the past and the present. I wanted to hear how he...
If
how,
it tied
how he
together.
Had he has evolved over the years.
Okay, so there's a storyline, like a plot.
Yeah,
I'll give you a pass for yes. If the two tales tie together... All right, let's see how our buddy Mike fares in Pennsylvania. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
We're good, depending on your story.
I grew up on a dairy farm.
Oh, no.
And when I was, well, now, no, this is not me. This is my dad's hired guy that worked for us at the time. I was younger. And I was taking a leak in around a bunch of calves or something. And my dad was like, hey, don't you go and let them lick you. And I was like, well, why? And the hired guy got the bright idea one day to let one of the calves do the dirty work.
Oh, he let a cow place its...
Give him a favor? A cow favor?
God, bet that felt so good.